Hey everybody, this is Chris, and I am Imperfectly Poly. Welcome back to the Imperfectly Poly podcast, where I talk about navigating life as a polyamorous person. This is not intended to be a guide to how to be polyamorous, or how to navigate life with mental health disorders or children, or any of the other things that I'm going to mention along the way. This is just my story, and all I can do is tell it, and hopefully you'll gain a tidbit or two, or maybe you'll laugh at me for my mistakes. But either way, I hope you enjoy. Take care. Hey y'all, it's Chris, and I'm Imperfectly Poly. I want to pose a little thought question today. Imagine that you are able to feel perfectly secure in all of your relationships. You are completely kind to yourself all the time, and you weren't afraid of all of the unknowns that come with non-monogamy. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? I think that's what a lot of us strive towards and what we think we should be able to do. But in reality, you know, perfection just isn't something that we can get to. You know, the pressure to have that perfect polycule, to be the perfect partner, to be perfect in all these different ways. And oh, by the way, God forbid you have something like me where you have, mental health challenges and other things like that, that we need to get in the way. It just doesn't allow you to achieve perfection. But what is possible is progress. Every day we can be better than yesterday. And that's really what I want to talk about today. Just how can we take things one step at a time and do it better than we did before? So the thing I want to take away is that when we strive for progress, not perfection, let me say that one more time, strive for progress, not perfection, that leads to a more fulfilling polyamory lifestyle. And it'll also improve your mental well-being overall. Okay? So let's kind of break this down. So let's talk a little bit about perfectionism in polyamory as a whole, right? There's this hyper-focus on doing it right. You know, there's very rigid ideas out there that polyamory should be this or it should be that. And I know there's plenty of people out there that judge themselves on the way they do poly because it is or isn't the same as in this book or that book. You know, there's wonderful resources out there, and I don't want to knock any of them. But what I want to call out is that if you don't do it exactly the way that they prescribe, that's totally okay. You don't have to do it the way that the book says. You do it the way that feels right in your heart and in your relationships. Now, how does this affect mental health, right? If everyone out there is striving so hard to achieve this perfect, quote unquote, perfect example of polyamory, well, that's going to drive up a whole lot of anxiety. When you don't get there, that's going to create a lot of insecurity. And you know how it's always grass is greener on the other side of the fence? You're going to be jealous of the people who it appears are able to achieve those perfect polycules and perfect partnerships. And that takes away from one of the biggest things that I talked about last week, and I think is one of the most joyous parts about polyamory, is compersion. You don't want to be jealous of everyone else. I want to be happy for you because you're doing something awesome. And maybe I can learn something from you. I don't have to do it exactly like you, but perhaps there's something I can learn, and I can do my poly just a little bit better tomorrow than I did yesterday. So let's give a couple of examples. You know, one I've talked about before is people feel like they're a failure because they experience NRE too much, or they can't control their NRE the way they want to. NRE is one of those things that is completely and totally natural. And honestly, for me, I want my partner to bask in it for a while. That is a beautiful thing that comes so few times in life that it shouldn't be just squashed down and put away. That's my view of it, right? Do you have to poly like I do? Nope, absolutely not. But do you have to poly like anybody else does? No, do it your damn way. It's that easy. But don't feel like a failure because you do or don't experience NRE, or if you experience it too much or too little, right? The same with worrying if you're giving everyone enough time, quote unquote, enough time and love, right? What is enough time? What is equitable? What is equal? Those are all things that you're never going to be able to truly define. If you sit there and count every single second that you're with a partner to make sure that both partners get, you know, the same number of seconds of time with you, that's going to take away so much other good. Is it really worth it? You know, and you can't define a volume of love to a person ever. So you're going to constantly just stress, am I loving, you know, my one partner enough? Because I know I'm loving this partner over here. They reciprocate in this way. And, you know, you can make up stories all day long. Don't do that. You've got to communicate and ask them, are they receiving what they want to be receiving? And if they are, then you're good, right? If they're not, great. You've got a conversation started. Figure out how you can improve. That's how you get progress. Communication leads to progress. Now, let's think about this in relationships, right? As you're working on a relationship, small steps are big changes. That may sound really weird, right? But every small step you're making forward is a big deal because it shows that you are willing to put in the work for that relationship. Focus on improving your communication, navigate your conflict better, and instead of aiming for some impossible conflict-free ideal, understand that a conflict is natural and communication is the key to getting through those conflicts and to getting to a better place, right? If you love that person, they're worth fighting for. And you don't have to fight hard. You just have to fight with your heart. That's a big difference there. Because if you come with a loving attitude, wanting to make yourself better and improve and just take one step at a time, then you're going to make a big change. And it's normal to be messy. This is not going to ever be a perfect solution. Yeah, there's going to be awkward moments, there's going to be misunderstandings, and there's going to be these weird periods of growth where, you know, things are just, you know, in a state of flux, and it's going to be messy, and that's okay. But you have to remember that all of this really is evolving, not failing. We're evolving. So don't sit here and judge yourself, and instead focus on what you're learning from each one of these steps, even the challenging ones. Sometimes, and this is a very personal note for me, is sometimes you have to realize that what you think is a failure is really an evolution. You know, I thought that losing Melissa was a failure. I thought that that was the end for me. But it wasn't. It was a semicolon, and we kept moving forward. And the chapter just moves on to the next page. And I'm a much better person now because of what happened there. I've been able to learn a lot and I've been able to grow a lot. I would have never said that 2 months ago. And for any of you that listened to episode one, there's no way that you would have thought that I'd have been sitting here saying this now. But it's the truth. You're evolving. You're not failing. You're just simply evolving. Now, you have to take this progress versus perfection towards yourself as well. It's not just towards the polycule, not just towards the relationships, but also towards yourself. Have compassion for yourself in poly. You know, you're not betraying your partners by needing alone time. Don't think you've got to fill up every single second. You know, it's okay to have mental health struggles and have days where you just want quiet, or you want to come and, you know, play your computer or who knows what. It's okay to change what you want over time. People evolve. Be compassionate towards yourself through all of those changes and all of those struggles. Remember to celebrate your growth. There are going to be things that happen and you're going to do better than you did yesterday. Celebrate that. I don't give a damn how small it is. Celebrate that win, right? Don't focus on the flaw. You know, just because you did something else right at the same time that you didn't like, that's okay. We'll deal with that in the future. Next time, we're going to get it. But let's celebrate that win while we can. You know, an example of that is, you know, did you have a bout of jealousy that wasn't as strong as it was before? That's progress. Celebrate that shit. You know? And the last thing we hear is have realistic standards. You know, what is good enough? You know, what is good enough partner? What's a good enough mental health day? Have these definitions for yourself so that you don't overtax your worrying to the limit. You know, you need to be able to have a good enough day and for you to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, today was an all right today. I didn't get down. I didn't get mad. I didn't get anxiety. You know, it wasn't too bad. None of it got out of hand. And if you are able to do that, that then gives you the ability to focus on the rest of your life that much better, including your polyamorous parts of your life. So how does all this make yourself better? We've talked about how we are improving your relationships, the polycules, and talked about how, you know, you're changing your focus from perfectionism towards progress. But it really has a, you know, a ring back to your mental well-being, because one of the big things is you're reducing your self-sabotage. When you're focused on perfectionism, you know, that makes us much less likely to open up, to try new things in either our relationships or life in general, and to seek help when we need it. Instead, we need to drop all of that and be willing to open up and be willing to try new things. And more than anything, seek the help, because sometimes there's just people there that are going to get you through it when you can't do it yourself. Take it from me. You need your people, right? Another thing is to replace judgment with curiosity. It's a really good thing to start and say, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel jealousy? Why do I not feel compersion? You know, why do I feel alone tonight while my partner's out on a date? You know, what does that do when you ask those questions and come from a place of curiosity? Well, that builds self-understanding. And that also helps you to be able to have the tools and the words to have healthy communication with your partners. It's a huge thing to come at the world from curiosity instead of judgment. So don't judge yourself and don't judge your partners and don't judge others. Instead, ask, hey, why is this a thing? Finally, there's a resilience boost that you get to yourself. Knowing that you can bounce back from these imperfect moments that you've had previously, that helps you face the challenges going forward, both in life in general and in your polyamorous relationships. You know, this is why I say celebrate the wins. Hammer it home into your brain that you overcame that today. That way, when next time it comes up and you face it, whether you get it or you don't, you remember, man, I did it before. I can do it again. And that really gives you that energy to keep moving through life and to facing those challenges that come all along the way. So that's what I've got for today's episode. I know it's a pretty short one. I'm actually heading out of town, so I just wanted to get a quick one in and have something for you guys to listen to while I'm going to be on a trip. But, you know, the key takeaway for this week is perfectionism robs us of our joy in polyamory. It does it in all of our life, really. But remember to take that progress and allow it to fuel your healthy, dynamic relationships and to improve your mental well-being overall. That's what I got. I've also got a shirt that I just created out on my Etsy. Go check it out. It says progress over perfection. It's pretty cool, I have to say. I mean, I am biased. I designed it myself. But yeah, please check it out. Just imperfectlypoly.etsy. And that's what I've got for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Sorry it's a little bit of a short one. I'm Chris, and I am Imperfectly Poly. Take care.